The Sheridan Chargers coming out now, picking up the basketball. It's about a minute left before the start of the next game, the boys' game. Sheridan lost the girls' game, but hopefully get back on the winning track with the boys. Starting lineup for the Knoxville Panthers, number 2, Ross Sheffield, a junior. Number 23, Jake Stearns, who's a senior. Garrett Davis, who is the quarterback on the football team and really the quarterback out on this the field general out there, the floor general. Number 24 is a junior, Chase Tiggenbotham. Number 25, a junior. And then rounding out the starting lineup, number 44, Ryan Douglas. For the Sheridan Chargers, they're led by senior Bryce Cunningham, number 23, the point guard and real team leader. No question about that. Alex Wright, the off-guard senior, can light up the boards with the three-point shot. Derek Lang, also a forward guard, freshman standout, 6'1", so I say freshman. TJ Hawkinson, under the board, at center, 6'4", freshman, and has been leading the Chargers in scoring. And number 5, my favorite, I can say that because he's my kid, number 5, Willie Felderman, the junior, defensive specialist, lots of rebounds, and really good job on the defense. On Friday night, Sheridan got their first loss of the season to Davis County, who just shot lights out. Sheridan was not able to put the ball in the hoop no matter what. So, hopefully we'll get back on the winning track. The 6-1 Chargers against the 0-6 Knoxville Panthers. I'm going to hand the mic off to my buddy Jake Schroeder, who's got the play-by-play of tonight's game.
Thanks, Mark. Got a great crowd here in the Chargers Dome tonight. Got a lot of former students back on college break tonight. See a lot of guys that just graduated last year. Chargers Dome is packed tonight. Should be a lot of energy as they're finishing the starting lineup here. As Mark said, Sheridan comes in at 6-1 on the season. If you heard the interview at the halftime girls game, Coach Schooley says they can learn a lot from the Davis County game in which they lost by 19 points on Friday night. Need to get after down the defensive end tonight and just get back on the winning track, which they should have a good shot to do tonight. You've got a young team, so you're going to have your ups and downs. And we are just about set for tip-off. Sheridan in the home whites tonight, red trim. Knoxville, the visiting black uniforms with the gold trim. A lot of excitement in the air tonight. Looks like Willie Felderman will be tipping for the Chargers. Knoxville sending the waiting to send their team out. Sheridan led in scoring by freshman T.J. Hawkinson, 16.8 per game. And he also leads the team in rebounds at 9.5 again. So Hawks off to a great start as a Charger. Knoxville led by Ross Shelford at 10.4 a game. And he is a junior. Just about set for tip-off here. Willie Felderman, like I said, tipping for the Chargers. Chase Tiggenbotham for the Knoxville Panthers. And the ball is up. Tip goes to Knoxville to start the ball game. First possession of the game to Knoxville. Sheridan starts off in a man-to-man. Shelford swings it over to Douglas. Douglas down low. Almost stolen by the Chargers. Driving a dish to the outside. That's number 23, Jake Stearns. Again, it's a three-pointer to start the game for Knoxville. So Knoxville off the three-point lead. And here's Cunningham. He goes coast-to-coast right away for the Chargers on the other end. Down the lane, tosses up a little baby runner through the lane. Goes in and out. Hawkinson fights for the rebound with a jump ball. Tied up with Knoxville in possession arrow with Sheridan. Cunningham inbounding for the Chargers. And he gets it out. Inside on the block to Hawkinson. He's triple teamed. Gets the ball slapped away a few times. Somehow gets it out the line. He fires a three, misses it. Rebound goes to Knoxville, Ryan Douglas. And now Knoxville, Shelford with the ball for Knoxville, pushing it up right side Davis. Davis looking for somebody. Picked up by Lang. Lang's all over him. Still all over him. Almost a 5-second call. Davis decides to take it in, and he does. It scores. Lang was all over him, and he decided just to drive left, go right down the lane, and then push the ball in and made it. 5-0 Knoxville. And here's Sheridan down low to Hawkinson. He misses a layup. Rebound Knoxville. Sheridan so far down 5-0, early going. 1 minute gone, first period. Knoxville with the basketball, Shelford up top, setting up the play. He's picked up by Cunningham. Over to Douglas. Douglas down low to Higginbotham. He fights off Hawkinson, bodies him up a little bit, and he puts it up and in. So a quick 7-point start for Knoxville. They start on fire. Sheridan needs to score here. Stop the momentum. Cunningham with the ball. He drives down low. Dishes over to Wright. Wright down low, Hawkinson. Hawkinson, little baby hook in and out. Rebound, Knoxville. So far, there's a lid on the basket for the Chargers. 6 minutes left, first quarter. Knoxville dribbles the ball off their foot. Nearly lost it. Picked up back by Douglas of Knoxville. They're going to get the first foul call of the game. Looks like it's going to be on, I believe, Alex Wright. We'll check that in 1 second here. Actually, they're going to get Willie Felderman for it, his first. Knoxville inbounds the basketball off the side. Shelford, left side. He dribbles it back up top now, swings it right side. Davis. Davis down low. Douglas in. He puts it up in and out. Fight for the rebound. Felderman and the Knoxville player, they're fighting, and it ends up going to Hawkinson as the ball squirts loose. Hawkinson nearly travels, outletting it to Cunningham. Cunningham now. He goes in and takes it all the way. No foul call. Looks like a lot of body. Knoxville with the rebound. They're pushing it the other way. Garrett Davis, he takes it coast to coast, misses the layup. It's all out of bounds, Sheridan's way. Right now there is a lid on the basket for the Chargers. Need to get a stop here, or a score, I'm sorry. Bryce Cunningham now with the ball for the Chargers. 5:30 left first quarter, Sheridan now 7-0. Right, left side. Gives it out, hands it off to Lang. Back to Wright, a little two-man game here. Swings over to Cunningham. He shoots a three. Right side barely grazes the rim. And they are going to get a push in the back. Boy, that's Felderman. That is Felderman. That's two on Felderman already. Well, that's kind of a ticky-tacky foul on the rebound there. And Felderman's going to get pulled from the game with two quick fouls, and they bring in Carl Williams. Speaking of Carl Williams of Knoxville Mounts basketball, Carl Williams, most improved player on the team this year, just really improved, worked hard, and he's really providing a lot of good minutes for the Chargers. Here's a steal by Lang. I'm sorry, Wright. Wright goes coast to coast. There's the first bucket of the game for the Chargers. Wright with the steal and the left-handed layup, coast to coast. 7-2 Chargers. Shelford back with the basketball for Knoxville. He tries to drive into three guys. Somehow gets the ball to his teammate. Gets blocked by Hawkinson. Great block by Hawkinson. And after he blocks the ball, he corrals the ball, and he gets fouled by Brian Douglas. First foul of the game for Knoxville. First team foul. First foul on Douglas, obviously. Sheridan basketball. Cunningham's going to bring it up. Set up a play. Looks like Knoxville's in the 2-3 zone now. They're going to force Sheridan out. A fantastic three-point shooting team, so they're looking to try to get Sheridan to shoot some outside shots, and we do with Derek Lang. Bingo! Three-pointer left wing. Derek Lang, 7-5 ball game. Knoxville in the lead by two. There we go. And here we go. Knoxville all the way. Shelfer is going to get Bryce Cunningham to bump into him, and Bryce is going to pick up a foul. A little ways away from the basket there. Bryce knows that's probably not a good foul to pick up. Knoxville inbounds the basketball half court, and they get it in to Garrett Davis. Davis, he goes over the left side, and he fires a three, and he nails it. So right now, Knoxville hitting their shots, 10-5. Knoxville with the early lead, halfway through the first period. Sheridan basketball now. Alex Wright, left side. He swings out all the way across court to Lang. Lang fakes, drives, puts it into Wright, right in the lane. And he puts it up and in. Beautiful pass from Lang to a cutting right through the lane, and he puts it up and in with a nice little baby hook. Right back the other way now, Knoxville. Boy, it looks like Stearns might have got with the travel. He throws the ball out to Davis now. Davis corrals it near the half-court line, and he calls the play down the corner to Shelford. Shelford hoists a three, airballs it, and it's going to be out of bounds. So Shelford, leading scorer for Knoxville, he fires his first three of the game, and he shoots it long, draws nothing but air. The student section of the Sheridan Chargers lets him know about it. Like I said, great crowd tonight in the Charger Dome. Early on, Knoxville 10-7 lead over Sheridan. Sheridan's basketball. Knoxville still in the zone. Cunningham driving. Dishes it down to Hawkinson. Wasn't ready for it. Loose ball picked up by Lang, though. Lang, he cuts into the lane. Oh, misses the bunny. Misses the finger roll layup. Oh, boy. And Knoxville gets the basketball started to go the other way. It looked like Cunningham tapped the ball away, and they are going to call Bryce for his second foul. That's a big foul. The Sheridan is a little short in the point guard category. Cunningham logs most of the minutes there, and he picks up a quick second, so he's got to be very careful not to pick up his third foul early on here in the first half. See if Knoxville tries to exploit that. Knoxville inbounds the basketball. They get it down low to Higginbotham, and he puts it up and in. Higginbotham, that's a mouthful to say. I'll do my best tonight. Knoxville with the 12-7 lead. Lang fakes for Sheridan, drives in. Nice little running jump shot just inside the free throw line, and he puts up his second shot of the game. 5 points early on for Lang, 12-9 Knoxville. It's a fast-paced game. Both teams push it up the court fast. Both don't waste any time shooting the ball so far. Higginbotham puts it out to Stearns. Stearns down the corner. Davis. Davis drives. I'm sorry, dribbles up top. Guarded by Bankston. Dishes off to Higginbotham. Higginbotham crossbar back to Davis. Doesn't look like much of an actual offensive system here for Knoxville. Just a little discombobulation. But they're scoring early. And often, also, the Chargers can pick up the defense. And they do here as Carl Davis gets the basketball. And as he dishes it to Bryce Cunningham on the outlet, Cunningham gets steamrolled by Ross Shelford. First foul of for Shelford, second team foul for Knoxville. 2:10 left first quarter. Sheridan down three with the basketball. Cunningham picks up by Shelford. Over to Lang. Lang fires a three again. No good. Off the rim. And Carl Williams battling for the rebound. He gets called for a foul on the rebound. Boy, that looked like just good hard-fought rebound there by Williams, and he gets picks up his first foul. That's 5 team fouls already for Sheridan. 2 minutes left in the first quarter, so keep an eye on the foul situation tonight. Sheridan is not real deep on their bench. They usually only play 7 or 8, and they already have several players, or 2 players with 2 fouls. Williams with his first there. Knoxville inbounds the basketball. Stearns fires up a three-pointer from the corner right away, misses. Lang the other way quickly now, telegraphed this pass to Williams. Luckily, it was knocked away by Knoxville out of bounds. Lang just telegraphed that one a little too much, and it was tipped away. This is a three-point ball game here, 12-9, Knoxville in the lead. Cunningham inbounding the ball under Sheridan's own basket. He dishes it to Lang in the corner. Lang fires a quick three, he nails it. So Lang with a quick hot start. Good three-pointers in the deuce for 8 points early in the game, and he ties it up 12-all. Stearns back the other way for Knoxville. Over to Shelford, top of the key. This is left side. Oh, boy. This is to the corner to Davis, who hits a cutting Stearns down the lane. Stearns had a clear path to the basket. Looked like Lang got the clean block, but he gets called for a foul. So Stearns is going to the line for 2 shots. And that's 16 fouls on Sheridan now, first on Lang. So Stearns at the line, 2 shots here. First one's up. No good. Stearns only a 54% free throw shooter on the year. Not a real great free throw shooter. This is the first in. Bankston, Hawkinson, Williams, Lang, and Wright in the game for the Chargers right now. Stearns puts up a second shot, and it is good. 13-12 Knoxville, 1:20 left first quarter. Sheridan right up the court the other way. They like to try to push the basketball as quickly as possible. Here's Wright with a nice nifty move down the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Hawkinson dives on the floor for the rebound. Kicks it back out to Bankston. We set up a new play now for Sheridan. Down on the block to Williams. Back out the lane. He fires another three. Oh, in and out. Lang's feeling it tonight. He's not hesitating with the shot. And Knoxville with the basketball now. Shelford drives. Oh, boy, almost drug his foot. Got away with it. Stearns thought he had a man open, then he passes it right to Hawkinson for the steal. Back the other way now, Bankston with the basketball. Over to Lang, he's on the corner, back up to Bankston, top of the wing. Bankston fakes the pass to Lang, kicks it out to Alex Wright looking for somebody, and he gets back to Bankston in the corner. He goes clear across court to Lang. Lang comes off to Wright. Sheridan seems a little confused by the zone here, and now we get Bankston. He fires a three. No good. Carl Williams fighting for the rebound. He gets it. He gets fouled on the shot. Should be 2 shots for Carl. But Carl Williams, like I said earlier, he has just improved tremendously, and he has just been a huge asset to the Chargers this year. And that is exactly what he does best, is rebound those, get those offensive rebounds and putbacks. So Carl to the line for two here. He hoists up the first shot, and it's no good. Carl at 50% on the year out of 8 free throw attempts. Getting ready for a second shot. And he puts it up, and it's good. 20 seconds left, first quarter. We got a tie ball game, 13 all. Knoxville with the basketball. We'll see if they work the last shot here. Doesn't look like they're intending to. Shelford drives, but then he kicks it back out to Zoot in the ballgame now. Bryce Zoot. 7 seconds now, six. Shelford with the basketball, nothing open. They're looking for anything. Shelford gets it back, and he fires up a three. In and out, no good. And that's the end of his first quarter. So good first quarter. 13-0. We got a tie ball game. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Jake Schroeder back in Sheridan at the Charger Dome. Sheridan, first Knoxville boys basketball game. We're about 30 seconds into the second quarter here in a 13-all ball game. 13-13 is the score. We've been up and down a couple possessions with no scoring on either team or for either team in the second quarter. And Sheridan just gets the basketball after a foul by Knoxville. So Sheridan setting up their offense. Lang makes a three. Now he steps inside the three-point line, takes a shot, no good, off the rim. Rebound Knoxville. Knoxville outlet to Zoot. Zoot's going to get it back to Shelfer, set up. He's over left wing to Davis. Davis tries to drive baseline. Banks it, cuts him off. Now they swing it around other side. Zoot with the basketball down low. Kicks it back out. A little two-man game going to go, and now they throw it away. Alex Wright with a steal. Alex almost loses it. Nearly goes over and back, and somehow corrals the basketball. Now Bankston with it. Bankston run the point guard right now with Bryce Cunningham on the bench with two early fouls. And Knoxville's going to get picked up for a foul. Shelford gets the foul trying to steal the basketball. And Bryce Cunningham, speaking of Bryce, he comes back into the game now for Derek Lang. Derek Lang, leading scorer so far for the Chargers, 8 points in the first quarter. And he's going to get a well-deserved breather. But once again, Bryce Cunningham, starting point guard for Sheridan with two fouls, so he's got to be very careful not to pick up that third. There's a dish from Bryce down to Will Felderman. A little baseline jumper, 15-footer just off the rim. Rebound Knoxville. And we go the other way. Davis with the basketball. He drives all the way. Nice little scoop shot. Boy, he just took it right down the lane. Little finger roll and up and in. Now Cunningham pushes the basketball the other way for the Chargers. Over to Wright. He kicks it cross-court, banks it back to Cunningham. Fakes it fast, tries to dribble, no good. Out to right, he fires a three-pointer. Too long, and the rebound Knoxville. Maybe a little bit of a quick shot there by Alex. I think we get a better shot than that. Now we got play defense, 15-13, Knoxville, 6 minutes left, second quarter. Dude with the basketball. Leading scorer Shelford is on the bench right now for Knoxville. They did a down low to Douglas. Douglas is double-teamed. Boy, should have been a jump ball. They didn't call it. Douglas somehow fires up a shot. He misses it. Now Bankston fires it up to right. Right dishes it off to Felderman. Felderman's going to kick it back out, set the offense up. Good decision by Will. Will gets it down on the baseline. Back out to right. A lot of standing around right now for the Chargers during in this zone. They need to start moving a little bit, trying to break down this Knoxville 2-3 zone. Just a lot of standing around on offense. Just Bankston misses over to Cunningham. I'm sorry. Cunningham tries to drive through the middle of the top two guys in the zone, and as he goes through the middle of them, one of them reaches in and gets the foul called on him. We'll see who they get that on. Looks like they call that on Bryce Zoot, so he picks up his second foul for Knoxville. In the few games I've seen Sheridan play this year, that's when they're at their best against the zone, it seems like, is when Cunningham can split the defenders up top, get into the lane, and either get a little running jump shot or dish it down low when the man comes up to pick him up. Inbound the basketball now. Sheridan under their own basket now up top to Bankston. Bankston over right side, Cunningham. Cunningham over to right. Thought about a three, passes it back to Cunningham, top of the key. Now we're moving the ball a little bit. Back and forth they go, taking their time. Good patience by Sheridan. Cunningham with the basketball. Tries to dribble, loses it. Now down to Bankston in the corner. Bankston down low to Hawkinson. That's his spot down on the block, and right away he gets fouled. Boy, Sheridan gets the ball down to T.J. Hawkinson on the block. He's tough to stop down there. He's just a big, strong kid for a freshman. Leading scorer on the team, 16.8 a year. And when he does get it back there or down there on the block, good things happen. And he draws a foul, and he's going to go the line for two. He gets the basketball. He's getting ready to shoot, and the buzzer went off, so they're going to reset it here. So Hawkinson at the line for two shots for Sheridan. Foul was on Garrett Davis from Knoxville, his first. Hawkinson puts it up, and it's good. Derek Lane comes back into the game for Sheridan. Bankston comes out. Stearns is back in the game for Knoxville. Hawkinson getting set for his second shot. It'll tie the game at 15 if he can hit. He puts it up, and it's off the front of the iron. Rebound, Davis for Knoxville. 15-14, Knoxville with the basketball. Down to Douglas, over to Higginbotham. He shoots a short baseline jumper, no good. Sheridan races down the other end. Cunningham, nice pass to Lang. He was passed up the little 15-footer. Now he tries to floater, and it's no good. Fight for the basketball. Knoxville's going to get called for a travel. Good fight by there for the basketball. Willie Felderman got his hands in there and really battled. Willie's a great rebounder, really works hard on the glass. Gives it 100% and everything, every trip down the court. And here is Willie. He gets an inbounds pass from Cunningham. In and out. Hawkinson fouls for the offensive rebound. Gets it once, gets it twice, and now it's fouled. Hawkinson relentless on the offensive boards for Sheridan. That's one thing Hawkinson will do. He might miss the first shot, but the kid is just an absolute beast down there when it comes to relentlessness, and he just follows his own shot. He will just keep putting it up until he gets fouled or gets it in. And he puts up his first free throw, and he misses it. Shot's just a little bit flat on the free throws. Just needs to soften it up a little, get a little air under it, and it should go in. Getting set for a second shot. Up, and it's short. So Hawk 1-for-4 for the line early going here. Need to start knocking down those free throws. Knoxville with the basketball now. Garrett Davis running the point. Shelfer still on the bench for Knoxville. Davis thought about three. Now he's looking for somebody. And now he does decide to take the three. And he hits it. Derek Lang decided to back off of him a little, and when he did, Davis just knocked it down. And here's a near turnover by Sheridan, so Knoxville stepped out of bounds. Looks like we're going to get just a short 30-second timeout by Knoxville. Let's take just a one commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sheridan Charger Basketball on Thunder Country.
The Ben Franklin Store in Sheraton is Southern Iowa's hometown source for all your Christmas dreams. Gifts for everyone on your list, whether they've been naughty or nice. Available without the long drive, without crowded stores, and without remote parking. Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square, where the owner is always there.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Schroeder back at the Charger Dome. Sheridan inbounded the basketball under their own hoop, down 4, 18, 14. Alex Rice, he gets it in the corner, and he knocks down a three-pointer. Beautiful-looking shot by Rice. High arcing shot, goes right through the net. 18-17 now. Knoxville in the lead, and they rush the basketball right back down to the other end. Working it around here, number five in the game now, Nolan Wallace for the first time for Knoxville. He gets it, kicks it out the stairs to travel. A good call by the referee. Took a step before he dribbled. And it's a turnover, Knoxville. 18-17 game, second quarter. Sheridan down one with 3:47 left, and with the basketball, Knoxville still in that 2-3 zone. They're going to make Sheridan beat him from the outside. They do not want Hawkinson getting it down low on the block. And ball goes off of the Knoxville player. That ball goes off the Knoxville player out of bounds, but none of the referees saw it. Now one does make the correct call. That's good. All the referees looked at each other as it was a quick cross-court pass that was just glanced off the Knoxville player. Had a good angle from it from here, but they did down there. But they did get the call right. Knoxville coach doesn't agree with it, but they did get it right. Here's Alex Wright. He's top of the key. Bingo! Three-pointer Alex Wright. Second in a row from the top of the circle. And Sheridan takes their first lead of the game, 20-18. Boy, Sheridan knocking down some three-point shots early in the basketball game here as there's a scramble for the basketball as they're on the floor. Knoxville gets it. Douglas, he takes a short 15-footer, and he ties up the game. And now we race the other way as Lang pushes it for Sheridan. Back and forth we go. Lang a little out of control, gets it down to Felderman. Nice pass to Hawkinson. Hawkinson could corral it, though. I don't think Hawkinson was ready for that pass. He's shaking Willie's hand right now, saying, my bad. But it does go off of Knoxville, and Sheridan gets the basketball under their own hoop. Cartwright will inbound the basketball. Wright's in the corner. Look for him to shoot a three if they get it to him. And they do get it out to Felderman. He tries to pass it back to Cunningham, who was the inbounder. Got knocked away momentarily. Now Sheridan gets it. Cunningham with it. Out to right. He thought about three. He's going to fire. He's feeling it. He hits another one. Alex Wright on fire. 23-20. Sheridan with the lead. It's a three-point barrage for the Chargers. Knoxville basketball. Douglas almost struck his pivot foot. Now he finds Davis down low. Davis fights for position, and he gets it up and in. Boy, just good, tough basketball. I'm sorry, that was actually Higginbotham. He just puts his shoulder down and gets the Sheridan defender out of the way and puts it up and in. And now back the other end we go. Derek Lang, he pops a 15-footer. So we've got some offense now, folks. Back and forth. Both teams hot. 25-22, Sheridan with the lead. Stearns gets it down the block. Throws it too hard off of Higginbotham's kneecap. Lang with the basketball now. Looks for his buddy Hawkinson. And he gets fouled by two guys. We'll see which one they call it on. And he's going to get two shots. Nice feed from Lang there on the fast break to Hawkinson. Hawkinson knew he was going to get hammered. And he puts up the shot. And the foul is going to go to Jake Stearns, it looks like. Jake Stearns is a big boy. He's 6 foot. Doesn't say his weight, but he's got some broad shoulders. And if you get hit by him, you're definitely... He's definitely not going to give you a cheap foul. As Hawkinson, boy, he misses another free throw. 1 for 5 so far from the line for Hawkinson. He's got to knock those down because I have a feeling he's going to get there a few more times this game. 19 fouls for Knoxville, 6 for Sheridan. Hawkinson getting set for a second shot here. Up and in, that time is good. Ben Schooley for the Chargers is going to take a 20-second timeout. Let's take a real quick timeout ourselves. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Are you preparing for an upcoming elective surgery such as joint replacement? Are you concerned about how you are going to make all of your outpatient therapy appointments? If so, let Circle of Friends Home Care assist you with your post-surgery rehab, such as physical therapy and wound care. Our experienced staff will come right to your door, allowing you to rehab from the comfort of your own home. Home care services are usually covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call today, toll-free, 866-774-2339 for a free consultation on how Circle of Friends Home Care can help you following your surgery.
Jake Schroeder back here at the Chargers Dome. Knoxville gets the basketball on the inbound. They're down 4, Sheridan up 26-22, 1:45 left in the first half. Had a little technical difficulty tonight, so my partner Mark Felderman is helping with stats, but our headset is down. As Sheridan gets the basketball, races to the other end. Lang puts up a shot, no good. Felderman fights for the rebound. Oh, boy, Ryan thought about the other three, and he did pass that one up. He's feeling it. This time he gets it back, though. He puts it in. Oh, my goodness, Ryan's running. It's another one. 19 points in the first half for Ryan. The guy is unconscious tonight. He's feeling it. Can you say he's in the zone? If you're Sheridan with the near shield, Hawkinson's going to get called for over the back. Alex Ryan has the Charger Dome in a buzz tonight. 19 points in just under one half of play. How many three-pointers is that, Mark? Is that four or five three-pointers? Four, I think. Four three-pointers, a couple layups. Alex Wright, needless to say, this could be a game he can remember. You're only in the zone like this a few times in the career. Right now, he could close his eyes and put one in the bucket, I think. Hawkinson had the foul over the back. They're trying to sort things out here, the referees, and they're going to send James Higginbotham to the line for one and one. He puts up the first one. It's long, good box up, a Hawkinson rebound. I'll let to Cunningham. Cunningham looking to push it now. Passes it behind the back to Lang. Lang thought about it. Now he does take a little 10-footer. No good call. Williams looks side rebound. Puts it up. Looks like he got fouled. No good. Hawkinson with another rebound. He does put it up, but it's good. Relentless on the board. Hawkinson and Williams, two offensive rebounds for the Chargers. They break open a 9-point lead now. 31-22. As Jude for Knoxville forces a quick shot, rebounded by Sheridan. So they have a chance to break open a double-digit lead here before the half ends. 40 seconds left. Lang. Down to Hawkinson on the block. Hawkinson, nice little turnaround, and it's blocked by Knoxville. Good look by Hawkinson. Hawkinson's going to come in by Cunningham, or for Cunningham. Good move by Coach Stewart here. Take Cunningham out just before half and avoid him picking up a cheap third foul. Good move by Coach Schooley as Bankston comes in now. Right, inbounds the basketball to Hawkinson. Back to right. He puts up another three. Why not? Off the front of the rim, nice offensive rebound by Lang. Boy, he misses the layup. Fight for the basketball. And Rice going to get picked up for a foul on the scramble. Lang had a nice offensive rebound there. I think he didn't realize how open he was when he put it back up and maybe got in a little bit of a hurry, and now he's kind of kicking himself. No problem, though. Just a freshman is Lang. Him and Hawkinson building a nice foundation for the Chargers with the two freshmen in the starting lineup. They both have a good season so far, still learning. Knoxville up the line now. Nolan Wallace for 1-1 after the foul by Wright. Off the front of the rim, Hawkinson high off the board, or high off the glass for the rebound. 24 seconds left in the half. Sheridan looks like they might try to hold it for the last shot. Maybe not. We'll see. Wright with the basketball back up the lane, top of the circle, over to Bankston, left wing. Bankston looked to Williams, faked it, no good. Now he gets it down low to Hawkinson. Nice cut by Hawk. Puts it up, no good. A lot of contact, no call. Oh, now they do call a foul on Lang. Boy, a lot of ball there. Not a good foul by Derek. He's going to put Knoxville the line. Only 4 seconds left. Got to force Knoxville to throw up a tough shot from far away there. And unfortunately, he gets caught for a second foul, so he picks up two fouls. Sheridan has got to watch the foul trouble in the second half. They have, I believe, four players with two fouls apiece now, at least three. Shelford to the line now for the 1-1. He missed it. Maxwell struggling from the line. Williams with the rebound. 2 seconds left. Lang puts the half-court shot. Just short. No good. But Sheridan goes on a run to end the first half. And they break open a 31-22 lead. Great second quarter by the Chargers. They hop a three-point range, particularly Alex Ryan with 19 points. Let's take a break here at halftime. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC. Thunder Country.
What do Olympic snowboarder Chris Klug and retired NBA great Alonzo Mourning have in common? Through the generosity of an organ donor, each received a life-saving transplant. Help end the wait for 111,000 people on the national transplant waiting list. Register to save lives. Lucas County Health Center and Iowa Donor Network urge you to sign up on our state organ donor registry online at iowadonorregistry.org.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Rod McLaughlin and all employees of Titan Machinery and Case IH in Oskaloosa would like to wish you and everyone a very merry Red Christmas and a happy new year.
Say goodbye to flashy deals you'll regret long after the holidays are over. And hello to getting two U.S. cellular smartphones for the price of one. Like a free 4G LTE Motorola Electrify M when you buy one for just $99.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plans required. New two-year agreements and $30 activation fees may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Buying a new car has never been easier. Craig here with Pella Motors, and I'm excited to announce that our VIP maintenance program continues here at Pella Motors. When you buy a new or qualified pre-owned vehicle, you'll receive over $3,000 worth of oil changes, tires, tire rotations, car washes, nitrogen, and more. That's right, buy your next vehicle here at Pella Motors, and you'll be the proud owner of a VIP maintenance plan worth well over $3,000.
At Pella Motors, where my dad sells for less, period.
The Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square makes shopping a breeze. It's close to home, convenient parking, right on the Sheraton Square, affordable gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, young or old, male or female, whether they're hard or easy to shop for. And remember, every game, toy, and puzzle is 20% off now through Christmas. Ben Franklin, where you can always find the owners.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, "Did you know Circle of Friends can do that?" He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, Give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339, or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Merry Christmas from Horton Floor Covering in Humiston, Iowa. And may the season bring you the most joyous of holiday spirit and the most joyous of New Year's from Horton Floor Covering in Humiston. Everyone at Red Hall Medical Center and Dr. Sundquist want to send your greetings of the season to everyone. They hope the holidays are full of good cheer and happiness. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Red Hall Medical Center and Dr. Sundquist.
Hi, this is Barry Kelderman, owner of Radio Shack and Hobby Shack in Oskaloosa. We are loaded for Christmas with famous Radio Shack toys and electronic items. The Hobby Shack has a big assortment of remote control planes, helicopters, cars and trucks, and even model trains. Also, we are your music headquarters for guitars, amps, strings, and more. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. We have the answers to your questions. Stop in and see us at 1412 Avenue West in Oskaloosa, or give us a call at 641-676-4040.
Shop locally. Shop Gigi's Accessories. We have lots of unique and fun gifts. Montana West UGG boots, Bath & Body gift baskets. Great deals on everything in the store until Christmas. Gigi's Accessories, 601 North L Street, the old Pella Road in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hope to see you soon.
At this time of year, we are filled with good cheer and hope that the world is bright and merry for you. Everyone at the Albia Hardee's wants to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May your holiday be filled with the love of family and friends. Merry Christmas.
During the Christmas season, we all remember the days gone by, and the people at Russell Regional Livestock want to thank their faithful customers for their patronage during this past year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Russell Regional Livestock.
Scotty, Jake Schroeder back to the Chargers going with you. We are almost set for the second half of play. Sheridan with a 31-22 lead. They went on a nice run here to end the second quarter. And they can start off the third quarter here with a real strong effort. They have a chance to possibly put the game away. Just a couple quick stats for the visiting Knoxville Panthers. Garrett Davis leads the team with 7 points, and then they have three other players with four apiece. For the Chargers, and these are the unofficial stats, I have to make sure I take note of that. We try to take stats as we're calling the game, which can be a little difficult at times. We have Alex Wright with 19 points and 4 3-pointers. That could be off 1 or 2 points, but needless to say, Alex Wright was just unconscious in the first half. Derek Lang also had a good first half with 8 points. He does have 2 fouls, as well as Cunningham. So the Chargers should be in good shape here for the second half. We are getting set for it. 1 minute from now, let's take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back with the second half action from the Charger Dome. This is Jake Schroeder. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Thunder Country KIIC.
All of us at Screen Tech in Sheraton wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for making 2011 a prosperous year. We look forward to serving you in 2012 with our custom screen printing, signs, and embroidery.
Are you preparing for an upcoming elective surgery such as joint replacement? Are you concerned about how you are going to make all of your outpatient therapy appointments? If so, let Circle of Friends Home Care assist you with your post-surgery rehab, such as physical therapy and wound care. Our experienced staff will come right to your door, allowing you to rehab from the comfort of your own home. Home care services are usually covered by insurance, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call today, toll-free, 866-774-2339 for a free consultation on how Circle of Friends Home Care can help you following your surgery.
Live internet streaming, available at KIICradio.com.
Jake Schroeder back in Sheridan. Knoxville versus Sheridan. Boys basketball second half just underway. Sheridan gets the ball first, and they just turn it over, and Sheridan starts the second half with a 31-22 lead. Sheridan's had some strong third quarters this year, which has really propelled them to their 6-1 record. So let's see if they come out from halftime again with a strong showing. Maxville puts it up, fight for the rebound. Felderman with the ball. Ryan Douglas from Maxville missed the block, shot from the block. Now Sheridan with the basketball. Cunningham with it. Nice over-the-top pass to Hawkinson. He fakes it. Pump fakes, misses it. Now rebound to Lang. He pops the little 10-footer good. But Derek Lang has got a sweet-looking shot, especially from that mid-range game, the 12 to 15 foot. I don't want to say automatic, but you have a real confident feel that it's going in when you see him take that shot. Sheridan now with their first double-digit lead of the game, 33-22. Knoxville with the basketball. Douglas down low. Nice feed layup to Higginbotham. Douglas got double-teamed, and he just dropped it right down to Higginbotham for an easy layup. Now here's Sheridan with the basketball. Right out to Lang. Lang with it. Gets tapped away momentarily. Back to Wright. Wright calls the play. Now he's going to hand it off to Cunningham. Top of the circle. They're going to set a double screen for him. He chooses to go left. Now kicks it out to Wright for another three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. Good shot. Three-pointer, Alex Wright. Alex Wright, I don't think he even realizes how on fire he is right now. He's just going to keep firing away, though. When you're hot, you're hot. Maxwell now gets the basketball under the hoop, and they put it up and in. So Sheridan had 36-26, and they get the basketball right back. Now Cunningham throws it away for the Chargers. Nice steal now by Alex Wright, and he passed it out of bounds. Almost stolen by Alex Wright, I should say. Good hustle by Alex. So 6 minutes left, third quarter. Sheridan up 10, 36-26. Knoxville inbounding the basketball underneath their own basket. Shelford looking for somebody. He finds Douglas, who dribbles it off and split out of bounds. A turnover by the Panthers. Gives the ball back to the Chargers. Again, big crowd tonight. A lot of students back on Christmas break from college. Former students, I should say, alumni. They're enjoying the game so far. Cunningham picks up his dribble. Now he gets it over to Wright. Knoxville's starting to get up on Wright a little now after his 5 or 6 3-pointers, whatever he's got. Not a bad idea. Here's Cunningham. He dribbles off his foot. Fights for the basketball. Had to dive to get it back. Scramble now. Lang gets it. Lang probably should have just taken the shot. Instead, he tried to dish it to Hawkinson, and it kicked out of bounds by Knoxville. Derek says right away, I should have shot it, but hey, no big deal. Sheridan gets the basketball back. Cunningham's going to inbound it under their own basket. This is it to Felderman, who actually is kicked by Knoxville. Tried to dish it to Felderman. It got kicked by Stearns on Knoxville. So we're going to reset it right back in the same place under the Sheridan basket. Cunningham inbounding. Looking for somebody. He gets Lang on the top of the circle. Oh, a nice drive by Lang. Into the lane. Misses it. Hawkinson, beautiful rebound, and dishes it off to Felderman. And he gets, oh, boy, before he dishes it to Felderman, Hawkinson got a call for a travel. Boy, tough call there. Real close. Looked like a nice play, but turnover Chargers. Derek Lang had a beautiful drive there. Just a little long on the floater, and that's one he'd like to have back. Knoxville with the basketball now. Stearns tries to dish it down. He turns it over. Here's Sheridan now pushing it. Lang trying to go coast to coast. Now he dishes out to Cunningham in the corner. Good decision there by Lang to bring it back out. Didn't have the numbers, and the ball gets tapped out of bounds away from Cunningham. Sheridan basketball on the sideline. Duke comes in for Stearns for Knoxville. Lang, Cunningham, Felderman, Hawkinson, and Wright on the floor for the Chargers. Starting lineup still out there in the third quarter, 5 minutes left. Sheridan still hanging on the 10-point lead. Lang tries to drive around number 24, Garrett Davis, for Knoxville, and they're going to get Davis for a bump. Tough call on Davis. He was playing real good, tough-nosed defense on Lang, bodying him up. Lang having trouble getting around him, but then did get a step on him, and Davis got caught with a sand in the cookie jar. Felderman gets the basketball on inbounds. He actually didn't realize how open he was. Passed it back out. Now down to Lang. Turnaround. No good. Felderman, offensive rebound. Oh, he throws it to Knoxville. Great offensive rebound by Willie, but just threw it to Knoxville player trying to kick it back out. Knoxville with the basketball now. Zoot on top of the key, setting up a play. Sheridan in man-to-man defense. Right now, guarding Shelford. Hawkinson now down the block as they get it. He's guarding Douglas. Douglas out. Zoot shoots a three-pointer, barely draws on Aaron. And now here we go the other way. Oh, beautiful pass for Bryce Cunningham to Alex Wright, who misses it. And then Derek Lake misses the putback. And we've got a whistle as a Knoxville player down. It looks like he turned an ankle. Bryce Lute down in pain on the court for Knoxville. Looks like he turned an ankle. And he's in some pain. Boy, Sheridan missed two layups there. Had a chance to break open a 12-point lead. Bryce Cunningham had a beautiful one-handed bounce pass to Wright, who went up and under the basket. No good. Lang right there for the putback, and he missed it. So still at a 10-point lead here. Hey, let's take a real quick break. Oh, never mind. Let's leave it here. Looks like Zeus about to get up. Always hard to know with these injuries how we're doing. And they are going to get him up. As the crowd gives him a round of applause, definitely favoring that left ankle. Looks like he turned it pretty good. So Maxwell's going to have the basketball now under Sheridan's team, so they'll be heading the other way. Starting five still on the court for Sheridan. We'll check and see who comes in for Zoot here. Looks like Stearns comes back into the game for Zoot. So Shelford, Stearns, Higginbotham, Douglas, and Davis on the court for Knoxville. 4 minutes left, third quarter, Sheridan up 10. So far, real good defense by the Chargers this quarter. Shutting down the Panthers. It usually starts on the defensive end for the Chargers. Helps their transition game, too. Knoxville with the basketball in their set. Stearns picked up, cut off by Hawkinson. Dishes it back off to Shelford. He fires a three, no good. Shelford been awfully quiet tonight. Fight for the basketball. Goes to Sheridan at off Knoxville. Shelford leading the score for the Panthers. Comes in averaging 10.4 a game. And if he has scored, it's maybe been only a couple. Just not feeling it tonight so far. But as with all good players, you don't want to back off them at all or let your guard down, as they can turn it on quickly. Bankston comes in the game for Cunningham. And Williams comes in for Felderman for the Chargers. Here's a pick and roll. Lang fires up a little 15-footer from the free throw line, misses it. Lang's had some good looks here. Just slightly off. Those are buckets he's going to knock down most of the time. Sheridan picks up Knoxville now. Still in man-to-man. Good man-to-man defense. Knoxville trying a little wheel play there, running several players around the circle. Nothing happening. Here's Davis. He decides just to drive the lane instead. Throws up a shot. No good. Good rebound by Carl Williams. Boy, Carl Williams all over the boards for the Chargers tonight. Just does all the little things to help the team. Hawkinson with the basketball now. He's got to get out of the lane. He's going to get a three-second call. He dishes to Wright. He puts up a shot. Air ball. And fight for the rebound. Carl Williams right there again, but he knocks it out of bounds. Knoxville basketball. Kind of had a stalemate here. Been 36-26 for, a few minutes, it seems like. 2 or 3 minutes. Knoxville with the basketball. Shelford picked up by Wright. He's going to try to go by Wright. Now he dishes it out to Davis. Kicked it out to Stearns. He's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Oh, rebound now to Davis for Knoxville. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Douglas for Knoxville. Two offensive boards for Knoxville. Douglas is going to get fouled on one of the putback attempts. Alex Wright picked up the foul, his second. Team first for the quarter. Neither team many fouls yet this quarter. Both just one apiece, as Douglas is going to go to the line for two shots for Knoxville. See if he can break this 10-point stalemate, 10-point lead. And he does. Knocks down the first one, 36-27 Chargers. 2:43 left, third quarter. Good section for the Chargers. Has come up with the pretty good-sized blow-up printed heads of some of the Charger players to hold up. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. This is going to be a full timeout. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Gardner Collier Jewelry is having a sale. Almost our entire stock of fine jewelry is now on sale, just in time for Christmas. Choose from wedding sets, anniversary rings, diamond and gemstones, set in rings, earrings, and pendants. Also, Pulsar and Seiko watches. For an impressive gift for that special person in your life, you can count on Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, Penn Center Mall Oskaloosa, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
If you're having trouble getting your deer, stop by Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East. Happy holidays from Jim and Kevin at Bluff Creek Archery.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Mr. Worldwide.
Welcome back, everyone. Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman helping me out on the set. A little technical difficulty, down to one headset tonight. But doing the best we can here. Sheridan with the basketball now. 2:40 left third quarter after the timeout. 36-28 lead for the Chargers. Need to find a few baskets here. They've had several good looks this quarter, just can't get the drop. Bankston on the left wing, back out to Lang, top of the circle, down to Hawkinson. The Hawkinson, nice dish to Alex Wright. Oh, beautiful give and go. Alex Wright with the layup on the beautiful assist from TJ Hawkinson. Boy, you can't draw it up any better than that. That was a thing of beauty. Knoxville with the basketball now, and they're down 10 once again. Stearns, top of the circle. Thought about a three, no good. And now he does fire one from just inside the arc, and that's short. Oh, little rebound. Derek Lang had the basketball, turned to go the other way, and got it poked away, and it ended up right in Shelfer's hands. We had a bunny layup. So Knoxville back with an eight. Lang now fakes the 15-footer over to Wright. Wright looking for a cutter, nothing doing. Looking for anything. Now he tries to drive the lane, dishes it over to Bankston. Bankston's going to drive. No good. Oh, Williams had the rebound and lost it. Now the other way we go. Douglas with the basketball for Knoxville. Does a great job avoiding the charge, and he puts it up again. Sheridan had their chances there on the offensive end. Missed the layup and then had a real easy rebound. Lost it. Knoxville goes the other way, and they cut the lead to six. 1:18 left third quarter. Sheridan trying to set up the offense. Looks like Knoxville has switched back to man-to-man. Now Wright drives baseline. All the way up and over Douglas. God, what a game, Alex Wright. Extends the lead back to eight for the Chargers. And here's a forced shot. It looks like it was tipped by Lang off from behind. It was. It's going to go out of bounds off the Chargers. Douglas tried to shoot a shot just from inside the arc. Got it blocked from behind, and it goes out of bounds off of Lang. Lang and Hawkinson now come out for the Chargers. They're going to get a breather. You imagine this will be probably a short breather, 57 seconds left in the quarter. They'll sit the rest of this quarter and then the break and probably be back in there pretty soon. Sox will abandon the basketball. And they do. Wallace with the basketball. He's into the Knoxville Panthers. Now he tries to pass it across the court. Cunningham steals it. He goes to go. And Stearns picks up a foul and one. Cunningham turns on the Jets after the steal. Goes coast to coast in a matter of seconds. Gets fouled by Stearns, and he's got a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Sheridan up 42-32 now with Cunningham going to the line. He puts up his free throw, and it's good. Knocks it down. 11-point lead Chargers, 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Davis with the basketball, directing traffic for Knoxville. It looks Stearns. I'm sorry, that's, he looks just like Stearns. They'll like him. Joe Stearns, there's two Stearns. That's why I got it confused. There's actually two Stearns for Knoxville. He hoisted up a shot. It was no good. Rebound Sheridan. We're going to get a foul on a reach-in by number 10, who's Jacob Motes for Knoxville. So 30 seconds left. Sheridan basketball. Let's see what Coach Dooley wants to call here. See if he wants to run some clock or wants to go right at it. A little confused there. We got two Stearns on the court for Knoxville. That's the first time Joe Stearns has been in the game tonight, I believe, other than possibly a short stint in the first half. Both Stearns boys are built more like wrestlers, possibly the basketball players, very physical players. Cunningham toying with Stearns out there. He's trying to steal the basketball, and Cunningham going between the legs, juking him all around, running the clock. Oh, boy, he just makes Stearns out of his short. Don't get too fancy here, Bryce. 8 seconds left now. Now Bryce tries to take it in. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound, Carl Williams. Oh, fight for it. He's going to get fouled. There's Carl Williams again, cleaning up the glass for Sheridan, doing the dirty work. Williams gets to go to the line for two now. Boy, you fight hard like Williams is to get rewarded. You get fouled, you get shot, chance for two shots here. Williams puts up the first long, and it's no good. Both teams struggle a little bit to the, from the line tonight. Williams shooting 50% on the year from the line. Have to imagine Sheridan will have to knock some free throws to keep this lead. If they keep it as the second one rims in and out, Knoxville now. Fox didn't start on time, so Stearns needs a chance to throw it off. And it's all the clock started a little late, and he had a chance to knock one down. So at the end of the third period, Sheridan 43, Knoxville 32. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Everyone at Harold's Trailer Sales in Indianola wish you the joys of the season. May you have the gladness of Christmas, which is hope, the spirit of Christmas, which is peace, and the heart of Christmas, which is love. Best wishes for a happy new year.
The Ben Franklin Store in Sheraton is Southern Iowa's hometown source for all your Christmas dreams. Gifts for everyone on your list, whether they've been naughty or nice. Available without the long drive, without crowded stores, and without remote parking. Ben Franklin on the Sheraton Square, where the owner is always there.
Thanks for shopping at Ben Franklin.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Chase Schroeder back in Sheridan. Start of the fourth quarter. Knoxville gets the basketball. They put it in right away. So Knoxville trims the lead 2-9. And here's Sheridan nearly turning away. And they were back with the basketball. Sheridan up 9 points right now. Start of the fourth quarter. They turn the ball over. Here's Shelfer going the other way. And he leaves it short. Battle out of bounds. And the one referee says it's off Sheridan. The other one rushes in, though, because he thinks it was off the Knoxville player. So they're going to talk about it, and they are going to give to Sheridan. So starting the fourth quarter here, leading scorer for the Chargers tonight, Alex Wright. We have him unofficially at 26 points. Needless to say, I think that's the new career high for Alex. He's got a whole quarter to tack on, too. So Sheridan with the basketball. Bankston in the game. Over to Cunningham. Wright with it down to Felderman on the baseline. Felderman back up to Cunningham. Sheridan doing a good job. No use forcing up shots here. Get a good look. Cunningham, he gets into the lane and gets fouled by Stearns. Stearns is a player that he can take off the dribble all night long if Stearns is going to be on him one-on-one. So I like the fact that Bryce was aggressive there, took it to the rim, and he picked up the foul on Stearns, his third. 15 foul on Knoxville. Only one team foul on Sheridan. So as this quarter goes on, Sheridan can be aggressive on the defensive end. With only one team foul. They're a long ways away from putting them in the maximum bonus. Cunningham down to Felderman. Finally got away with the travel. Tried to dish it down to Carl Williams. And it looked like it went off Williams. Sheridan with the basketball. As mentioned earlier, Hawkinson and Lang get a quick break, and they're back in the game for Wright and Williams. Williams and Wright come out. Hawkinson, Cunningham, Felderman, Bankston, and Lang in the game now for the Chargers. Bankston gets the inbounds pass. Cunningham thought about a 3-9, drives baseline. Stearns got away with a bump and a loose ball here. Hawkinson puts up a baby hook, gets it blocked. Now they get the ball back, dish it out to Cunningham. No good from 3-point range. And Shelford corrals the ball for Knoxville. And he throws it off the backside of Lang, who was running down the other end of the court. Shelford must have thought he used the dribble. I didn't see it. Didn't have anybody to help him, so he decided to throw it off Lang for the Chargers out of bounds. So Knoxville down 9 with the basketball. They probably need a hoop here to get this game within 6 or 7, make it a basketball game. And they do just that. Wow. I should have said it. Garrett Davis throws through the lane, picks up his 11th point of the night. He's a leading scorer for Knoxville, and he's got a chance for a three-point play here. Goes to the line as Derek Lang picks up his third. So Garrett Davis keeping Knoxville in the game himself tonight. He's got 11, looking for 12 here. And no good. Misses the free throw. Shelfer's been awfully quiet tonight for Knoxville, but Davis is trying to pick up the slack for him. Sheridan basketball now in their offensive set. Down low, Bankston, no good. Beautiful feet from Lang. Got down the block, turned around up, and just crawled off the rim. But Bankston's real close to 3 or 4 buckets tonight. Just got lit on the basket for him. Knoxville down the other way now. Douglas toys up a shot, no good. Cunningham going coast to coast, looking to Bankston. This is to Felderman, but before he gets it to Felderman, Bankston gets fouled, and it's going to be on the floor. Should be Sheridan basketball out of bounds. to the files on here. Files on 44, Ryan Douglas. Just a second. That was the 16th foul on Knoxville. So the next one will put Sheridan in the 1-1. And like I said earlier, Sheridan's going to have to knock down some free throws as those fouls are going to pile up for Knoxville, and they're going to be aggressive here the rest of the quarter. Sheridan basketball now. Lang thought about three. He drives baseline. They're going to call him for a travel. Said he took a shuffle. Lang doesn't agree with it, but unfortunately he doesn't have the whistle. So basketball back to Knoxville. Knoxville down 7. Sheridan just unable to put Knoxville away as they've cooled down on the offensive end, not getting as good a look as they were earlier in the game. Knoxville basketball now. In the lane a long time, not calling 3 seconds. Now they dish it back out to Douglas, and he's going to get it back to Shelford to knock set up the offense. Shelford drives around Cunningham, no good. Rebound Felderman out to Cunningham. Fast break now for Cunningham. Oh, boy, he tried to dish it out to Lane for the three-point attempt into Doug Davis behind him and gave it up. Knoxville back the other way. Race Davis, no good. Wow, Davis, no good. Rebound to Higginbotham. That's a tough one to say, Higginbotham. And they're going to get Hawkinson for reaching foul after the rebound. 13 foul on Sheridan. Cunningham comes out of the game now. I have a feeling he probably won't be out real long. Knoxville basketball underneath the basket. Nearly throws it away. Stearns gets it up top to Kilo. Over to Sheldon, right side. Sheldon guarded by Wright. Back to Stearns and long hand off. Stearns nearly travels. Guarded by Banks. Now he dishes that low to Douglas. Turnaround, puts it up good. Nice little turnaround Douglas, or jump shot by Douglas. Knoxville's got it to a 5-point game now. Mason throws it all the way down court to Wright. He drives baseline. Good. I might as well just say it's good before Alex even gets it out of his hand, because whatever he puts up tonight, it's going in. Alex Wright unofficially with 28 points now for the Chargers. 7-point lead, Chargers. Knoxville basketball. Douglas drives lane. No good. Felderman with the rebound. Gets it tapped away. Gets it back. Now up to Wright. Wright up to Lang. Lang looking to go all the way, and he does. Beautiful drive by Derek Lang. Well, you're going to see a lot of that the next 4 years. Derek Lang, beautiful drive. Put Sheridan back up 9-47-38. Here's Stearns with a real quick three-point attempt. Probably not his shot. He's 0-for-4, I believe, on the night three-point range. Awfully quick shot there by Stearns. 4-point game now. Sheridan up 9 with the basketball. Not a bad idea to run a look hot, get a good shot here. Take care of the basketball. Lang now tried to give and go, or pick and roll, I'm sorry, with Hawkinson. Threw it at his ankles and off, and here is Davis for Knoxville. He gets the basketball, goes coast to coast, and he gets fouled and has an opportunity for a three-point play. Not a good sequence there for the Chargers as they throw it off the foot of Hawkinson, then allow Davis to pick it up and go the other way, and then foul him. If you're going to foul him, you got to make sure he doesn't get the shot off there. So he's going to go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Knoxville coach was wanting a timeout. Now it looks like he decided against it. Davis unofficially with 13 points. He's Knoxville's leading scorer. Has a chance for his 14th at the line. Hoist up the shot, and it's good. So he has to lead back down to 6. Now we do get that 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout, Scotty. So we'll do a quick commercial break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Hey, welcome back. We have Steve Bunch, the general manager of Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, on the line with us. And, Steve, it sounds like you have brought in a couple of nice trades.
We sure have. We've just taken in a 1998 Ford Ranger pickup and a 2002 Chevrolet Malibu, both of them local trades. Come on out to Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville and see us today.
That's Motor and Auto Group in Knoxville, your sales, service, and body shop experts.
Back in Sheridan. Chargers inbound the basketball against full court press. Now that's why Knoxville called the timeout. Their coach wanted to set up that full court press after the free throw. Sheridan breaks it. Lang with the basketball now down to Hawkinson. Once again, he throws it at his ankles. This guy to make better passes down low. The big guy in a little bit of a hurry. According to my stat man here, Mark Felderman, we're being outscored 9-4 in the fourth quarter. So 47-41, Sheridan with a 6-point lead. Al Trey picks up a foul, and it's probably a good thing he did foul. Knoxville had a breakaway. So Lang tried to throw it to Hawkinson, threw it at his ankles, turned the ball over. kind of a freshman mistake. Got in a little bit of a hurry there. Got to understand just the situation. Up six. Got to take care of the basketball. Look for a good shot. Don't press the issue. Knoxville with the basketball. Now Shelford, bumped by Cunningham. No call. Now he tries to dish up to Douglas. Temporarily gets away. He corrals it. Now he gets the basketball guard by Felderman. Hands off to Davis. Davis out to Shelford. He takes a three. No good. Get the rebound. And they do. Hawkinson corrals the rebound. When they got two guys open on the fast break, and he finds them. Cunningham up the lane. Good. Cunningham looking up, and he has two guys wide open on the fast break. Derek Lang was the beneficiary of a wide open layup. 8-point lead back for the Chargers. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Davis thought about a three for Knoxville. Now he gets it over to Wallace. Wallace drives baseline, and it rolls around the rim and in. Nice little shot there and drive by Davis. And here's a mistake by the Chargers. Full court press by the Panthers. Try to explain this one for you. Felderman handed the ball off from out of bounds to Cunningham, which meant both players were touching the ball at the same time. Well, they can't do that because Felderman's out of bounds, so the referee calls that, and they turn the ball right back over to Knoxville. So Knoxville's got a chance to trim this game down to 4 points, and they missed the shot. Davis puts up a shot, misses it. Felderman with the rebound up to Wright. Wright doesn't have the numbers, and good decision. There's a senior for you, pulls the ball back out. Sheridan hanging on to a 6-point lead here. Got to get a good shot, take care of the basketball. 2:20 left in the game. Felderman down to Wright. He's looking down low. Nobody open. Now he dribbles the ball out to Lang. He's above the circle. Over to Cunningham, left side circle. Over to Wright. Wright, left side, and he's up top the key to Lang. Sheridan doing a good job working the basketball here. Coach Schooley calls out a new play from the bench. A little pick and roll. And then Lang goes left, takes a little 15-footer. No good. Felderman fights for the rebound. Great job by Willie Felderman corralling that offensive rebound, and he's going to get fouled by Davis from Knoxville. So that's actually going to send Felderman to the line for two of very important free throws. One-and-one opportunity for Felderman. As we said earlier, Sheridan's going to have to knock down these one-and-ones. You know they're coming as Knoxville gets closer to the end. So Felderman with the basketball. Crowd hushes for him. He puts up the first shot. Nothing but net. Nothing but net by Felderman. Cool as ice there. 7-point lead for Sheridan. Has a chance to push it to 8. We'll see if Coach Cooley might want a timeout if he makes a free throw. We'll see. Felderman puts up the second shot, and it's good. And yes, sir, we get a timeout by Sheridan. 30-second timeout. So let's take a real quick one ourselves. 7 or 8-point lead Chargers. You're listening to Sheridan Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Barry Kelderman, owner of Radio Shack and Hobby Shack in Oskaloosa, where I loaded for Christmas with famous Radio Shack toys and electronic items. The Hobby Shack has a big assortment of remote control planes, helicopters, cars and trucks, and even model trains. Also, we are your music headquarters for guitars, amps, strings, and more. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. We have the answers to your questions. Stop in and see us at 1412 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa, or call us at 641-676-4040.
Back in Sheridan. 2 minutes left in the game for the Chargers. And Knoxville basketball. Knoxville with basketball nearly stolen by Wright. Back to Sheridan. And Knoxville can call timeout. Let's get a quick timeout ourselves. We're having a little difficulty here, so let's get timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball, KISC Thunder Country.
I am Dustin Dowdy, owner of Double D Repair. I recently opened a shop 7 miles southeast of Albia on County Road H-51. I work on all types of farm and construction equipment and have a full machine shop specializing in line boring and bore welding. I've been in the machine shop and mechanic field for over 15 years and have the experience and suppliers of aftermarket parts to make your repairs quick and less expensive than going to a dealership. Call me at 641-777-6754. That's Double D Repair, south of Albion.
Hey.
The joys of this Christmas season surround us, and we at Gosh, Good Old Smokehouse, Smoke Barbecue and Smokehouse in Sheraton would like to wish all of our friends and customers a Merry Christmas and a joyous New Year.
We have a little technical difficulty, but we should be good here. Maxwell makes the basketball, 1:35, and it's stolen by Lang. Lang with the basketball for Sheraton, and over to Rice. So Sheraton up 8. Maxwell's got to think about fouling here. There's a 1:20 left. They need to think about fouling. Oh, Alex Wright with the drive to the baseline. Oh, nice drive, but even a better defensive play by Douglas as he swats it away. Boy, he came out of nowhere. And he throws it off the, he gets the ball after the block, throws it off of Hawkinson out of bounds. And Maxwell with the basketball, 1:13 left. Sheraton clinging to this 8-point lead, trying to hold on. And Sheldon takes a wide, or Shelford, I'm sorry, takes a wide open three in and out for Knoxville. Rebound, Cunningham laying on the basketball there, Bryce. Bryce double teamed by Knoxville. Now he gets through a triple team, actually. Fishes to Hawkinson down low, fakes it, puts it up. Oh, wow, beautiful pitch by Cunningham to Hawkinson. 10-point lead, Chargers, 50 seconds left in the ballgame, and Knoxville throws it away. So Sheridan's going to get the ball back. That might have been the icing on the game there. Knoxville is going to call another timeout. So let's take a break ourselves. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
It is the season to be busy, but everyone at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia are never too busy to pause and say thank you to their customers and friends. Happy holidays to all from Jim and Charlie's in Albia.
Rod McLaughlin and all employees of Titan Machinery and Case IH in Oskaloosa would like to wish you and everyone a very merry Red Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I can't hear anything. Okay. We're back in Sheraton. Apologize if we get a little feedback. We got a little technical difficulty here. But back in Sheraton, 46 seconds left. Sheraton looking good here with a 10-point lead versus Knoxville. Knoxville full court pressing right now. Sheraton getting ready to inbound the basketball. Willie Felderman way back in the corner. Gets it into Alex Wright. He's just hanging on to it, waiting for the foul, and he gets fouled. So now Alex gets a shot to the other end of the court for a 1-1. 8th team foul on Knoxville. Alex, again, unofficially, 28 points tonight. He has a chance, if he hits these free throws, to hit the 30 mark. And I'm not sure when the last time a Sheraton player hit the 30 mark, but I have to say it's not the occasion that happens very often. Alex Wright with a career night tonight, and he's at the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Puts up the first shot. Oh, and he misses it. He's hit everything in sight tonight, but the free throw wouldn't go in. Knoxville basketball, pushing it up court. They're trying to throw something up, and Shelford does. He throws up a three, and he hits it finally. His first shot of the night, first three-pointer of the night. Full court press now. They don't pick up Hawkinson on the other end. He has it, and he's going to go coast-to-coast. Misses it. Lang with the offensive rebound. And one. Foul puts it up. Great hustle by Derek Lang to race back to the end of the end of the court and get the rebound. Puts Sheridan back up 9 with a chance to get the 10-point lead back with the free throw. 22 seconds left. It's probably a case where Hawkinson maybe needs to pull the ball back out, run some clock, and he saw an opening, and he was going to go to the hole there. Good aggressive move by TJ. And here's Derek Lang with the free throw. No good. Sheridan 55, Knoxville 46. Knoxville now. Sheridan just doesn't want to foul. Shelford over to Davis. Somebody's got to shoot for Knoxville. 13. Douglas out to Shelford. Shelford will think about a three. Doesn't shoot it. Davis now gets it back from Sheldon. Stearns, I'm sorry. Puts it up. No good. 1 second. No, kind of up on the top of the ball game. So great job by the Sheridan Chargers tonight. After a little bit of a sluggish start in the first quarter, they turned it on the second, played real good defense in the third quarter, and then they broke open the game in the fourth quarter. Just a real good all-around team effort by the Chargers tonight. Unofficially, again, Alex Wright with 28 points for the Chargers, leading scorer. 55-46 is the final score for the Chargers. So Sheridan moves to 7-1 on the season. Looking awfully strong this year. Great start for the Chargers. Crowd decided. Knoxville drops to 0-7 on the year. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call it a night here as we're finishing up. I appreciate everyone listening. For Mark Fillerman, this is Dick Schroeder. Thanks for joining us. Sheridan Charger Basketball, KIIC Thunder Country. Have a good night, everyone.
Redneck Reindeer.